Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
The wait is over. Dive into Audible's most anticipated collection, The Best of 2025, featuring top audiobooks, podcasts, and originals across all genres. Our editors have carefully curated this year's must-listens, from brilliant hidden gems to the buzziest new releases. Every title in this collection has earned its spot. This is your go-to for the absolute best in 2025 audio entertainment. Whether you love thrillers, romance, or nonfiction, your next favorite listen awaits. Discover why there's more to imagine when you listen at audible.com/bestoftheyear.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that, let's get right back into the episode.
So then we go to Craig's house. I mean, but I don't think that works really, because on Bravo, no one expects you to eat.
I just felt like there was so much buildup about that cake. Like, we got a whole story about that the cake was from Grandma, and Grandma used to make it, and she would serve it every Christmas Eve. And so she's making it now, even though it's summer, but it's like their Christmas Eve coffee cake, and they all put it together and they quiz like how many ounces in a cup. Oh, and it's all coming together. Now we're watching it. They both put it in the oven and then we just never see how it turns out. Like, you got it.
I think the cake sucked, and that's why. And they didn't want to hurt the feelings of the grandma, because look, let me tell you one thing. I don't trust a Southern grandmother who's not named Meemaw, Meemer, Mimi, Mamaw, Gigi, Gammy, Greg Grang. Goom goom, ping ping, plong plong, or pong pong. I'm just not going to trust it. No, there's no just grandma. It's my grandma's. No, it's your meemaws, your mamaws, your meemers, your meemies, or your GGs. Come on. Yeah.
It was clearly a shitty cake that was dry and stuck to the pan.
Yeah.
So then you needed, go to Craig's house.
Your grandma would have been a better baker had she had a cuter grandma nickname. There, I said it. It's kind of your fault that the cake sucked. Okay. That's why no one ever typed it. That's why no one ever typed it out.
So now we're at Craig's house and it's 2 hours. I turned into Bronwyn. One thing that we have to admit is that it's just not a good cake. That's it. 2 hours before Craig's Memorial Day pool party from when we were little, and people are setting up and Craig is like, Jack, we don't have a lot of shade, Jack. And so he sets up like an umbrella, which becomes a point of contention later on for Madison that there are not enough umbrellas.
Well, it's a good point. I mean, you have a big backyard party and there's no umbrellas. Hello. What are they going to hide under your Slurpee machine? Come on now. And Jack's not very helpful either. Craig's like, why don't we have any shade? And Jack just goes, well, I mean, people will be in the pool. Okay, Jack, you're not helping. Okay. The pool was already here, assistant. Think ahead, Jack. Jackerson.
Jack, are you getting in the pool? No, you're not. Well, then now you've shown. Not everyone's getting in the pool.
Get some shade, Jack. God, loser. So Craig is going to make some pina coladas. He's like, what are the chances this works? Zero. You will not make a pina colada, and I will bet my life on it. A proper
pina because colada. He's not going to follow the instructions. It's going to have, because a machine like that, I'm sure the mix has a specific instruction. You need a certain like proportion of alcohol to ice in order for it to get the right consistency, and Craig is just going to eyeball it and just pour it in there. We all know it.
We all know. And we actually got an email this week from somebody asking us very nicely. It was a very sweet email. But someone saying, you guys, you know, you're so mean to Craig. Could you be a little nicer to Craig? I thought about it long and hard. And by that, I mean 5 seconds. No. And this is why. Look at this scene. Look at this man ruin the art of the pina colada and then tell me to be nicer.
Yes.
No.
Yes. I feel like I am nice to Craig because I wear my Sewing Down South sweatpants all over the place because they are incredibly comfortable. And so in that way, I advertise his product. And I think that's very nice of me. But but I cannot endorse this sort of party throwing. OK, we will give Craig his due for the things he's due for. His arms look better than ever. He looks great. But he's failing on the party throwing front. I'm sorry, without Paige, this is not a good party. He's not good at making slushies. Oh, I have a question to the world. Someone sent me a pizzelle maker, and I don't know where it came from or who sent it. Does anyone know?
I love that you get mystery stroopwafel treats.
I'm asking this because we're talking about the slushy machine. It made me think of like kitchen things. Pizzelle maker just arrived, and no card, no email from anyone. It just says here, and I just want to say whoever sent it, thank you, because I'm going to make stroopwafels in it.
Yeah, that's a really sweet gift. So then we go to the party setup.
Heated rivalry was boring and stupid. Free pizzelle maker? Now that's hot.
He's like, now that got me to jack off.
I was jacking off all over that thing.
That's Ben's heated rivalry. It's like the buildup of waiting for a mystery gift that you just
leave. It's a pizzelle maker.
Yeah.
Is it pizzelle or pizzelle? Whatever. It doesn't matter.
So the party is set up now. People start arriving. Shep is first. And he's like a dad. He sees a package on the stoop and he picks it up and like looks it over, kind of shakes it, looks it up in the light, makes sure the address is right. He's like, guess this is for Craig. I guess I'll take that in. Yes, Dad, bring it in. It's on my stoop. So
Craig, I think someone got you a pizzelle maker. So Craig is like, whoa, that's actually a bathing suit. Like, oh, wow. Well, mine didn't come. Mine comes tomorrow. Oh, gosh.
So yeah, I don't think Shep has enough things covered in the American flag. I'm really worried that Shep's not going to be prepared for this. He sells flag hats. He'll be fine.
He will be fine. So they're putting on bathing suits and stuff, and Shep and Craig puts on his, and Shep is like, hey, there he is. He looks good. Hey, so I spoke to Austin on the phone yesterday. Oh, you did? Was it good or bad? Rated on 1 to 10 and how cool he thinks he is right now. And then we go back to Shep sitting on the stairs, and Austin's like, I mean, Craig is the guy that keeps things in his back pocket and waits for you to piss him off. And then he's like, oh yeah, well, I know this and this and this about you. And then it's like, whoa, man, that's like not a friend. That's like not a friend at all. I'll say it right now.
I wish I was an editor so I could insert the clip of Austin and Craig both ragging on Shep when they were out of town and they were at that bowling alley and they were talking about how Shep was cheating on his girlfriend the whole time.
Yep.
Because Austin's victimhood is making me crazy. I mean, it's not really making me crazy. It's actually kind of funny that they're always like this. They just take turns. It's like they're a 3-person Housewives cast. Every season, they're like, all right, who are we going to get this year? Let's just rag on them the whole year until we break them down. Okay, all right, I'll do it.
They are kind of like a really compelling trio. I mean, they are so toxic to each other, but they always come back to each other, but they all take, like, every season, each one of them takes on a different role. It's always the same 3 roles. But they like shuffle the deck and hand out the new roles again every season. Yeah. It's always fun to see how it plays out.
Yeah. So Craig's like, look, I wish I didn't freak out, but like, okay, fine. I'll say sorry again. Jeez. But like, in my opinion, he's jealous he can't come get in the hot tub and party with the girls. And I'm like, dude, you're dating a girl that you don't even see yourself getting married to. So I'm like, not going to be very patient with that.
I don't think that Craig is totally wrong. I think that Austin probably... he wants to have Audrey. He likes Audrey. I think he likes Audrey enough. And I think that he likes how Audrey makes him feel, like he's growing up and maturing as a person. But I think Austin definitely wants to like hang out with girls in a hot tub and be flirtatious and kind of like ride that line. And the problem is you have someone like Craig who keeps calling him out. Like, you're just hanging out. You're not supposed to be doing that in the hot tub. So now he can't do it. Because before it was sort of like everyone would just sort of look the other way. And like Austin would just sort of be flirtatious, but he could get away with it. But then like now Craig is calling him out for it. So now he can't even do that. So he's like, he's mad. He's mad. You're blowing up his jollies.
I agree. He's not mad that he has a girlfriend. He's mad that you're calling him out for like wanting to cheat on his girlfriend. And that's not what friends are supposed to do. You're supposed to invite him over to hot tubs to cheat and then not tell anybody about it. But that's not the kind of friend group we're in. And at least a frustration.
Yeah. And even if he doesn't even plan to cheat, he still just enjoys the flirtation, and Craig is like making that not fun because Craig is like being righteous about it.
Yeah. So Shep is like, here's what I think, honestly. Austin wants a big apology from Craig for the past year and a half and the abandonment of their relationship. And, you know, now that Craig's having fun again, he wants Craig to come up and be like, I was wrong. I see the errors of my ways. Well, good luck with that, buddy. It's not going to happen.
I think that's right, too. I think that's actually 100% right. I have no faults with that. I think Austin totally wants to be like, I told you so. I want you to say I told you so. Why don't you acknowledge that I told you so? And Craig is not going to do that either.
But that's what they do. I mean, now Austin has apparently broken up with Audrey in real life. Spoiler alert. And Craig was on Watch What Happens Live. And they're asking him, like, do you think Austin's happier? He's like, yeah, because Austin, like, didn't even want a girlfriend in the first place, which was what I said all along. So...
Let's see. They're just the same.
They're so funny. So Shep goes, I think there's a pathway for us to be friends again. Because he goes, how do you think I got to lose? Wait a second. This was friendship ending. No, I don't want it to be. Of course. I mean, I love the guy. I know you love him. God, I wish he had a pretty little freckled lip. That'd just be the best. But he doesn't. But I still love him.
Yeah, but it's his fucking coddling, okay? Like, it happened. So what? What's he going to do? Didn't even say he's coming?
And he's like, no, he's not coming. He's like, he's not coming to the pool party. He starts like
Craig,
having a little temper tantrum.
Craig, who needs the most coddling on this cast, is now complaining that Austin needs coddling. I mean, that's why he's so angry at Austin, too, because he's projecting, you know, he sees himself in Austin right now and he doesn't like it because Craig needs more coddling than anyone on this cast. So, yeah, this is just a classic projection.
Well, he doesn't even travel in the middle of the week, and he never even goes to Charlotte anymore. But now that we're having a middle of the week party, he's not going to come to our big summer pool party. I put noodles in the hot tub holes.
This is not a strong argument. Like, he never travels on the week, so now he's traveling on the week. It's because he actually wants to be back here in Charleston for Memorial Day weekend. He doesn't want to be with his girlfriend on the long weekend, so he's burning up the daytime trip. It's actually quite damning. It's quite damning that he's seeing Audrey on, like, non-prime days of Memorial Day weekend week.
Yeah, so he can get back for Friday and Saturday.
But instead, Craig sees it as, like, some grand elusive scheme to avoid coming to the pool party, which is too.
I mean, it is. He's punishing Craig, but yeah. So he's like, oh God. So now he started our fight and I just hit him back with all this shit that he's been telling me for months. Don't get mad, Craig. Don't get mad because it's stupid. That's why.
I just want you to repair whatever's damaged, Craig. Craig's like, it's just so much fucking energy, dude. Like, we can't change the fucking past. Like, so what do we do? Well, we go hat in hand and we say, how can we get to a good place? I'm Fievel from An American Tale with my hat in my hand. I don't get it, but that's not going to happen because he's a grown-ass fucking adult. Unlike me, who's throwing a party from when we were little.
So they agree they're going to just try to have fun for the rest of the day. So now other people come. Molly comes and he's like, well, the pina coladas aren't frozen yet.
Mm-hmm.
This is me sitting on the couch the whole time. Oh, really? They're not frozen yet? Oh, I'm sure they will be soon. Mm-hmm. Craig.
Mm-hmm. Talk about a truly heated rivalry. What about a frozen rivalry? That's what you need. So he's like, but we got a full bar made with the bee's honey over there. See them? They're bearding.
Bearding?
By the way, what are the odds that honey like, just came from the store?
What? Jack's poking his head up like, what? Who's bearding?
Jack.
Craig's like, they're working. That's how hard they're working. By the way, I'll take you to the bar, Molly. And so, well, it's good to see that someone's working on this show. It's Whitner and the Bees. So Corey shows up. And they're all like, hey, Corey, everyone. And then Vanita shows up and she brought towels. That was her gift. She brought towels for everyone. But she actually brought like a functional gift, which was very nice. And then
Craig towels like, should follow Corey wherever he goes. There should always be someone with towels.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe also a representative from Fantastic Sam's or Supercuts, because that haircut, we need to revise it. Okay, you're not Benson Boone. You're not Benson Boone. You're more like Benson Boo. Get out of here. So Craig is like, Anita is clearly not my friend, but I'm always going to include everyone because, I mean, like, what is it to me? I mean, hopefully she comes and has a good time. I'm just big, inclusive Greg. That's me. Except for all those other pool parties where I specifically don't invite one person. Every season he has a party where he's like, I'm not inviting Austin, right? Like, and I was going to act like he's the bigger person.
Well, he did invite Austin, though. Austin just didn't.
This time, yeah, but last season he had a whole party. He had a whole day where he didn't invite Austin. That was a whole big plot point for last season. It was like, you didn't invite me to your pool party, Craig.
And Craig, Vanita's like, yeah, you know, I don't like Craig, but he invited me. And if I say, hey, I'm not showing up, then everyone's going to be like, you suck. But now, what is he going to talk about all night? Me sucking? No, I'm going to show up and I'm going to bring him a gift. So I win. Like, you just lost 10 towels. I don't know what you
true,
but you just spent.
But like, also, but it also just goes how it shows how charitable she is, because she knows that Craig would never have thought to have a get towels for his pool party. She's like, let me just do this. Paige isn't on this show anymore. I'll be the one to bring the towels. He's not going to have towels for the guests. It's either that's this or umbrellas. Exactly.
That's funny.
So Whitner is there, but he has to take a call because it's a work day and he works. So,
it's a Wednesday.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday party. So Charlie,
we don't realize until this moment.
Yeah. When is Memorial Day?
On Monday.
Always, right?
Yeah. But like, and like, I get it. Like, I feel like Memorial Day weekend, people start to kind of check out on a Thursday, but Wednesday is pretty early for your pool party.
Or late.
Really, whatever it is, it's not timely.
Yeah, it's not a timely. Did you forget on Memorial Day what the day was? The Memorial Day is. So Charlie and Sally come and, you know, they're talking about each other's clothes. Craig's like, wow, Charlie's got the plaid on. Yeah, it's like red, white, and blue. Wow, summer backyard parties when we were growing up. That's just how it was. Red, white, and blue. Craig, they're also like that everywhere on Memorial Day, Craig.
Stop trying to make a nostalgia play for everything, because that's like he's trying to seem cute. He's be like, remember when we were kids and we'd have like juice boxes? Like, wasn't that cute? Aren't I cute? It's like, yes, this is not. Adult Memorial Day parties look exactly the same as when we were kids.
Especially
exactly
your house.
Exactly the same.
So Charlie's like, yeah, well, you know, America. Sally's like, I love America. Well, do you like oysters too? And Sally's like, well, what kind of oysters? He's like, they're from Nova Scotia.
Oh, can I tell you, you know what I love? On a hot, steamy day is an oyster when it's out of season in the backyard of Craig's house. Ugh. give me six of them and then just take me to the hepatitis clinic, okay? Everyone knows.
Hepatitis from oysters.
May, the month of oysters.
You would get hepatitis from an oyster at a Craig party for sure.
But is that like an oyster thing, hepatitis?
That's one thing you can get. But I think it's mainly just like the old adage is that you should only get oysters in months with R's in them. At least that's what it used to be. But now there is a theory of like, it's not really the same anymore because oysters are farmed. You can kind of get them year round, but they're biggest and plumpest in the R months, blah, blah, blah. But I think one adage that will always be good is don't have raw seafood at Craig's house in blazing hot heat. Don't do it.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So, hey guys, I know everybody's curious. Let's check in on the pina colada machine. He's like, the pina coladas aren't frozen yet.
And Charlie's like, kind of the best runner. I mean, really, I'm
especially for a judgmental person on the couch who's just looking at that machine. I'm just looking at it. I'm like, this is never going to work.
So he's like, oh yeah, I got them for you, Charlie, and they taste really good. And Sally's like, wait, I'm coming to the bar. I like pina coladas.
If I do like pina coladas so much, please bring them to me. So now Rodrigo and Tyler show up with Madison, and Madison's like, it's hot. And Tyler's like, I'll get you a mocktail. I'll bring it to you, girl.
Yeah, and I can tell Paige hasn't been here. Look at this shithole. Disgusting.
I cracked up at that.
I mean, it just looks like a guy's running the place. I mean, where's the umbrellas? What? No dig to Craig / Martha, whoever he wants to be today. But the woman's touch kind of left the building. I mean, look at that hot tub.
And we just got to the hot tub, and the noodles are sticking out of the...
This place is cracking up at that. Back to a frat party.
Yeah.
So Sally says hi to her and everything, and Madison walks over and like, oh my God, you look cute. You look cute. Like, how's Daddy doing? She's good, you know. So they're making small talk, and then Madison is like, so, hey, Craig, did you just look at my boobs? He's like, probably, because they're like shiny and like glittery, like when we were kids.
So now Molly and Vanita are talking with Rodrigo, and Molly's like, oh my God, my spray tan is like sweating on my tits, and they're telling her, oh my God, don't rub it. So she's like, so how do you feel about this selling Craig thing? Like, I mean, they seem to be besties. Like, I don't get what the fuck the deal is. I mean, I heard she's like talking shit about my vagina though. I don't like that.
Out of nowhere. And Vanita's like, wait, who did she say that to? And Rodrigo's like, to me? Hello, I'm on this cast, everyone. So we see flashback to Whitner's birthday party, and Sally whispers to Rodrigo, like, hey, Molly got a new vagina and she got all the stuff. And she's like, who do you think is paying for it? Huh? Who do you think? So then Vanita's like, well, I did mention the fact that you had a little nip tuck. And Molly's like, well, so that's how she knows. You're acting like, how did she know? That's like, you were the one who said it.
And then we see a flashback to 2 weeks ago, Vanita being like, she got her vagina redone. Who's funding that? I mean, who's funding it? So Vanita is totally caught here. So Molly says, well, yeah, but like she's claiming like I have a boyfriend and that he bought it for me. Yeah, that also came from Vanita. Sorry to break it to you. That's not going to come out today. But yeah, Vanita also did that. And Rodrigo's like, did you tell her that? Did you tell her that?
No, I said that someone paid for it, but I didn't say her boyfriend. So Rodrigo's like, yep. She did that one too. And Molly's like, I paid for it out of my account in 2019. Actually, thank you very much. She's like, yeah. So Rodrigo's like, so you're the one who's spreading out all the falsehoods. She goes, well, but I don't have a problem with saying, yes, I did do that. It was me. Vanita is, it's so fun watching Vanita really try to do the reality star thing this season, you know, leaving parties early, spreading gossip, doing the fake accountability thing. It's like fun to see our little baby trying to spread her wings.
So Rodrigo's like, I mean, when I hear gossip about some girl's vagina, I don't like consider that delicious. I mean, I think Vanita's just being a shady bitch because honestly, she brought it to Sally knowing that Sally has a big mouth. So what do you think is going to happen?
Well, information that I got from a source that I trust was that Molly received a rejuvenation surgery that was paid for by a man.
You're exploiting my vagina.
And Molly's like, well, I'm very open about things I get done, but like, I just don't want to like tell the entire world that I got my labia cut off. Okay. Jeez.
So she's like, I mean, that's kind of fucked up. Like, why are you bringing it up? She's like, yeah, well, talk to me about it. Talk to me. This is good. This is really good. She goes, well, when you know, like, she's going to bring that shit up, she goes, well, I didn't think that she was going to bring it up. But she's like, you know, your friend, though. Well, I didn't think she was going to bring it up that in that setting, and I should have not have said it. So I'm going to apologize to you. And if I had an additional towel, I would have given it to you, but I give them all to Craig. So just very gently, I'll just pinky promise that I won't do this again.
So Molly lets it slide because she still likes her and she still needs people to go against Sally with her. So she's like, well, I mean, it's obvious what she's doing and she's going to do it to y'all too one day. I mean, no one's labia is safe in this group.
Yeah, watch out, everyone. So Rodrigo's like, whatever. So we see people chucking oysters and stuff, and Whitner takes a call and he's like, yeah, hello, business. Let's pencil the first week of June in and we'll get back to you guys. Okay, bye. Yeah, work, you know how it goes, work.
Yep, haven't received any discovery. Nope, not at all. Okay, see you later. So, Shep gets an oyster and the waitress is like, that's a lemon sauce. That's going to be cocktail sauce. This is hot sauce. Okay. I get it.
Great. Okay.
Move along now. So Corey's like, wow, now we're talking. Blech. Corey's so gross. Why is he here? I like that Corey said something. What did he say to someone? Like, wow, got your American flag? And like, yeah, where'd you get your little, what little girl dressed you today?
Because he's wearing like a doily.
Yeah. Or he said that to like Shep or something. Like, I got it from your mom. He said to Whitner or something like that. I know.
So Anywho. Rodrigo is Molly, Madison, and Rodrigo go inside, and he's like, "Wow, look at all these memories of Paige." And Molly says, "Oh my God, did she do everything?" And he's like, those pink chairs are her." Wow, embarrassing.
I don't know if I see. I trust Rodrigo on this, but I just don't see Paige getting pink chairs for Craig. I think she's like, "Okay, everything in here should be black. I hate it. It's too many colors and flowers." So they are eating some more ceviche, and Sally's like, "I feel like I need to find Vanita," because she's outside. So she leaves Charlie to go find Vanita inside. And then Whitner's talking to Craig, and Whitner's like, "Hey, where's Austin?" He's like, "He didn't come. I mean, it's stupid. It shouldn't have happened, but it happened. Like, you know, our beef, it just happened." He's like, "Well, Craig is posing it like he was defending Sally's honor." Oh, sorry. Charlie's saying that. My brain is rotting as I say all these words. I apologize, Ronnie.
Literally nothing is happening on this show. It's like, and then
nothing Craig is happening.
Says the same thing. And then we talk about beef. So now Sally goes inside to check on Vanita. And she's like, "Okay, well, thank you for checking on me. But when you go back out there, be nice." And she's like, "To who? I'm nice to everyone." She goes, "Just continue to be nice." Why is she saying that to Sally? That's so weird.
Yeah,
because I thought this just got called out for spreading stuff. Why is Sally getting in trouble? She didn't say anything. You're the one who started it.
I think this was like, I didn't love this moment for Vanita, because this is like, just say what's on your mind, Vanita, because you're not saying it, but you're being like elliptical about it. And you're alluding to things. It's like passive aggressive. And Sally's like, "Well, what did I do?" And she's like, "Just be nice. Be nice." It's like, Vanita, just spit it out and say it. You just say, "When I told you about Molly's vagina, that was for the two of us. So stop gossiping and making me look bad."
Yeah. And so she's like, "Well, I'm just saying, keep it up. If you're not being bad, then just keep it up." And she's like, "I'm just like literally standing there eating. And I looked around and said, where's Vanita? I would never be mean to you. I just looked for you." And she's like, "Well, okay, then just don't give me any reason to think you're a fraud. Okay. That's all." And Sally's like, "What? A fraud to you?" And she goes, "Be nice to Molly, because I like Molly too." And she's like, "I am nice to Molly." She goes, "No, you don't know how to keep your mouth shut. That's the problem." And she's like, "But me and Molly were both bitches to each other at that part. Like, Sally's not bright enough. You have to just spell out whatever you're saying. Hints are not going to work with Sally, you know?"
No, no. And so Molly is like, "Yeah, but you kept talking shit about me." And she's like, "But when?" She's like, "Well, after the party." "That's why I said you kept talking shit about me after the party, because it happened after the party." "But like, what did I say? You were talking about my vagina." She's like, "Well, who said I talked shit about her vagina?" Enrico's like, "Me, hello, I'm on this show. You came to me and told me that, and I'm not mad at you. I'm just telling you what you said."
And Molly's like, "Yeah, you're being shitty about my vagina." She goes, "But you're being shitty." She goes, "But you are shitty. You're always shitty, you fucking asshole." And everyone's like, "Oh." Whoa, Molly. The newbies are making stink, everybody. The newbies are coming out. And Molly's like, "You're malicious." And she goes, "Well, that was fucked up." She's like, "You need therapy." She goes, "But I'm in therapy."
Because you fucking suck. So Sally tells us, "What the fuck? Vanita's the one who told me about the sugar daddy and the vagina, and now I'm the one getting trouble taking shit for it? I never talked shit about her vagina. I'm sure she has a lovely nude vagina."
"Sorry, I have a beautiful vagina, okay? Just leave me alone. Are you jealous? Just go get your vagina done." She's like, "I did not talk shit about your vagina. I'm sure your vagina is great."
"Honestly, though, like vagina surgery, I never even thought about it. I'm sure I'll need it after all this pregnancy."
So now Shep comes and he's like, "All right, everybody, that's enough. It's my time to shine now. I'm going to go change into my annual Speedo, where my pubic hair, which I've never trimmed in my life, will fall over the edges and my hairy thighs will be sticking out. Is everybody ready to get turned on?"
I'm like, oh, no. So Matt,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say they go outside.
Yeah, so he goes to do that. It's really wacky. Sally apologizes to Molly, and she's like, and Molly's like, "Yeah, but I thought we made up, and I like felt good about stuff. But you know, like, even Vanita's more wary of you now." She's like, "Well, that sucks, because we've been friends long enough that we shouldn't say the words 'I'm wary of her.' I mean, I don't even know what that means. Who says 'I'm wary about her' to their friend? Wary? That's like a curse word. That's a four letter word, you know."
So Sally now goes, finds Vanita, and she's like, "Vanita, Molly told me that you were wary of me. What the fuck is up with that? Like, I feel like I've been a damn good friend to you." She goes, "Well, you make it very hard being on your side when you're on the side of someone I don't like." She's like, "Craig, Yeah.
Okay, so now she's making it about Craig. So now she's like, okay, you want me to be on your side? Then don't date Craig.
Well, I hear you and I love you, but I don't want to stop hanging out with Craig, okay? Because he's a bigger star on this show. She's like, well, I want you to hear me and you're not going to. So now Sally's like,
well, Vanita's argument is she's friends with Craig, so she feels like it's her right to stand up for Craig. But then Sally is friends with Craig, so Vanita's not going to be friends with her because she's going to stand up for Craig. It just doesn't make any sense. It's kind of hypocritical, this whole thing. It's hard to be on her side with this whole thing. I don't like it.
I don't know, but I just feel like, I do feel like Sally is being kind of a shitty friend to Vanita about the Craig thing because Craig was mean to Vanita, but Sally's like, whatever. Still going to go after this guy, and I'm also going to make sure my other friend can't go after him either, and I don't know. I think Sally's rubbing me the wrong way this season.
Yeah, me too, but I think that Sally was just a good friend to Vanita because I think anybody else would have said, what are you talking about? I heard that from Vanita in the first place. Vanita was the one who said all that stuff about your vagina, and she said you had a sugar daddy paying for her. She insinuated that you had a sugar, but she didn't. She never says, well, I heard it from Vanita. She just keeps it quiet and then goes and talks to Vanita. So at least she was a good friend in that way.
Yeah, she didn't throw Vanita under the bus, but I don't know. I still, like, for me, I still think Sally is not massively, just a little bit more on the side of wrong than she is right. So Vanita is like, now they're mad at each other. So Shep comes out in his Speedo he's wearing a George Washington wig, but he still has the netting on it. So he's like a cafeteria George Washington, but then he has the Speedo. It's not amazing.
I need Lisa Kudrow to come in dressed like a cupcake and just go, I didn't need to see that. No one needs it. Keep it off my TV, sir. I get that it's tradition, but you know, so is grandma's coffee cake. And we all know how that turned out.
So Shep jumps in the water. It's funny. The wig gets wet. It becomes just like a sad mound of hair. And now everyone's just dismayed. Craig, so like, then, summer 2025, me and Shep are single.
So now Madison has a moment with Craig and she goes up to him and he's like, well, I was worried that you were mad at me because you didn't answer yesterday. And she's like, no, I'm not mad at you. I love you like a brother. It's just one of those things. Just talk. Be vulnerable, Craig. You know, I saw you the other night drinking tequila, being crazy and mad. And he's like, I know you don't like it when I get like that. I don't either. She's like, I don't. And I wanted to be like, are you okay? Because it's not if you're okay. It's okay to not be okay. Okay?
Look, I like slipped up. I hadn't felt that instant regret in so long. And I knew instantly I wish I didn't do that. And then I fucking snapped and I hate that shit. Craig is just basically telling Madison what she needs to hear. Because that's what he does.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. None of this is sincere.
And he's like, yeah, I know I'm struggling and I don't know how to not be the fun guy at the bar. Like, that's just how I met everyone. That's how I met Paige and Naomi. So to me, I shouldn't equate not drinking with not being fun because I know that's not the truth. But in my head, I don't know if I believe that.
Yeah, but the problem, no one complained about you not being fun last year. I mean, they complained about you not going out a lot. But I don't think anyone was like, wow, he's turned into a boring person. Just that you went out less, you know, they're complaining. When you're drunk.
I mean, he's inherently fun. He's a storyteller. So Craig says, I'm a lawyer and a storyteller. I texted my therapist who I haven't talked to him in like 2 years. And I was like, do you have any slots? And
oh, that's perfect.
And he didn't have any slot machines. I was really upset. But like, you know, I'm not like fucking better. I fixed like a lot of triggers, but like this isn't cool. I'm getting like worked up. It's not the best version of me. It's the worst version of me. He really is just like regurgitating all sorts of things just to make himself seem like self-aware and evolved. And Madison's falling for it because this is just what he does. People like Craig are so savvy about saying the right kind of stuff that they've sort of picked up from pop culture and all around, like what you're supposed to say in that moment. And he's just giving it to her on a silver plate. And she's like, well, he's going the right direction.
Yeah. So they hug. And then Whitner says he saved a bee. So Whitner's done something today. And now Craig and Charlie have a super romantic scene at the slushy or snow cone machine or whatever the hell that is, choosing flavors. And he's like, have you ever had egg custard? She's like, hate it. And he's like, blue raspberry though. She goes, is that your favorite dum-dum, the sucker? I love I love blue raspberry dum-dums. Wow. Wow. Baby's incoming.
I really like Craig, but I feel like I might have my guard up a little because I have the tendency to put the needs and feelings of my friends above mine. I'm a hero. And Craig is like, what's a dum-dum? Oh, is that like a sucker? Like a lollipop? Is that what it is? Yeah, it is. Yeah, those are my favorite. So she says that as she gets older, she's worried that she's not thinking about herself enough, but she's learning. She's learning to put herself first.
Oh, gosh. So then we go to, let's see, everyone's just partying. Benita happened. Decides to go home early. She's like, I'm out of here. And Rodrigo's out of there, too. He's like, Tyler hit his expiration date, so we're out of here, too. And so it's like kind of like a sad, boring ending to kind of a sad, boring party. And so everybody's leaving. And as she leaves, she says bye to Sally. And she also kisses Craig bye. And Sally's like, oh, my God, you can kiss him on the cheek, but can't let me hang out with him. Yeah, it's called like being nice to the host. That's kind of a stretch.
Yeah, Sally, no, Vanita, you're the one, she's actually making it easier for you. Now Vanita's being a good friend for you because she's trying to reduce the tension in the room, essentially. So like in some ways, well, one could argue she's being a good friend to you. I don't know if she was thinking about Sally in that moment, but like, wouldn't you have preferred Vanita actually to have like a friendly moment with Craig, the guy that you're trying to fuck, versus like a tense moment, which puts you in a weird situation. But Sally trying to make it into her thing. It's like, it's too much. It's too much, Sally.
And she says, yeah, it's fucking weird that she kissed him goodbye. And then she has a problem with me being friends with him. I mean, talk about two-face. It's fake. I'm sorry. It's manners. Okay. Manners are often
manners.
That's why we do them.
Yep.
So, Shep even leaves. He's like, I gotta feed little Craig. And Molly's like, yeah, I gotta feed Zoe. Everyone's just using their pets as an excuse and getting there, which basically leaves us with Sally, Charlie, Corey, and Craig. So we've got
the dream team.
Yeah. We've got the main characters, Craig and Sally, and then the people there to just sweep up the leftovers, Sally and Corey.
So they basically ask Charlie to she's out of the hot tub, and they're like, Craig wants a pina colada. He's like, Craig says that he wants a pina colada or Corey wants one, even though people are bitching about it. I mean, I made good drinks. They just didn't freeze. So the pina coladas after all these hours never froze in the machine. You didn't follow the instructions, Craig. That's what that means. It's a delicate ratio of ingredients.
So they keep telling Charlie to get them more and more stuff. And Sally goes, why are we ordering Charlie around? And Craig goes, because she does whatever we tell her to. And she's like, oh, God, you guys are supposed to be my friends. He's like, we're just
Corey. Corey's like, it's positive. You're just very submissive.
I just pretend Corey's not here. Can you tell? I just skip over every Corey line. So Craig's like, all right, well, we had so many good rainstorms, nights out here. Like the rainstorm that night was my favorite, member. And so I was like, mine too. And then the next day we've golf carted to brunch and then golf carted to the country club. Like we did the best loop. And Corey's like, oh, so y'all stayed here? And she just looks at him like,
What happens in the hot tub stays in the hot tub.
Yeah, so there you go. That was Southern Charm, everybody. Wow.
Dun, 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 dun. So maybe Craig and Sally had sex after all.
Everyone's dying to know, I'm sure. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We'll be back tomorrow with some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber Way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manoff.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.